Monday night, May 6th at the Hyatt Regency in San Francisco, you're invited to join athletes and celebs at the Bay Area Sports Hall of Fame Enshrinement Dinner. Be there to celebrate this year's class featuring Olympic swimmer Jenny Thompson, San Jose Earthquakes legend Chris Wondolowski, Niners Super Bowl hero John Taylor, Sharks icon Patrick Marleau, and the architect of the Giants dynasty, Brian Sabian. Be a part of this star-studded evening benefiting Special Olympics Northern California. To purchase tickets, visit bashoff.org. That's BASHOF.org.
It's time for the Sharks Morning Skate with all the latest on San Jose Sharks hockey. Here are your hosts, Dan Rusinowski and Drew Remenda.
We're in the state of hockey. Game one of a two-game trip, San Jose Sharks and the Minnesota Wild. And the Sharks would absolutely love to end what has become a very lengthy and interminable winless streak. Not the 12-game streak that they had earlier in the season, but still, in many respects, just as painful, Drew, because of the way the games have gone.
Yeah, and honestly, go back to the All-Star break. What is it, two wins since then? And so this has been long. This has been a lot tougher than many of us expected. And so the way the wins have gone, where they've played well in some times, really well other times, not very good. Nashville, Dallas, I mean, they had some moments against Dallas where they thought they looked like they were going to push back. But I can forgive the Dallas one because Dallas is a 100-plus point team. They're a team that's going to be built for the long run, and they're a really good hockey team. I can forgive the Tampa game. So I don't know what to look for tonight, Danny. I mean, we kind of keep saying the same things over and over again about what we want to see the Sharks do, but can we just chalk it down to a consistent effort and execution for 60 minutes? I know it's 60 minutes, but, you know, for the majority of the game, because 60 minutes is a fallacy, nobody plays 60 minutes.
Nobody plays 82 games.
Nobody plays 82 games, exactly.
Mike Keenan said it was abnormal behavior, and so is the 60-minute game.
Exactly, yeah. So can we just chalk it down to a consistent effort throughout the game to execute and also win more one-on-ones and stay within the team scheme to try to get a win today?
Well, one change is going to happen because of what occurred in the second period of the last game against the Stars. And my memory of that was a Henry Thrun shot came in and hit Barabanov. Alexander, who had ended a lengthy goalless drought by getting a goal earlier in the game, did not play the rest of the game. And he is not on the trip. His status is week to week with a lower body injury, so do the math. That means that the Sharks need to make another change. And it looks to me like, by the looks of what we're seeing right now, that Mike Hoffman will be back in the lineup. He's been nursing an upper body injury, and his skills in the offensive zone will be desperately needed tonight.
I would just like to see Mike shoot the puck whenever he gets the opportunity, get his feet moving. He plays with Nico Sturm, and you and I both have nothing but admiration for Nico. So it's good to see Mike back. Hopefully he'll be fresh. Hopefully he'll be hungry to try to be maybe the spark.
Maybe, but we'll see if they can do that, because they're going to have to do it against a Wild team that has to spark themselves. They're going with Gustafsson in goal tonight. Philip Gustafsson has played well against the Sharks before. Marc-Andre Fleury has been getting the majority of the starts, and John Hines said to us this morning that he's going to get the majority of the starts down the stretch. They probably have to go 9-2 if they want to get a hope for the playoffs and the final games of the season, but they're in it.
Yeah, they are in it. John Hines has done a nice job since taking over from our good friend Dean Evason. John, well, you know, they're all good coaches at this level, and John's a good coach, a good friend of David Quinn's and Mike Greer's. John is, this is an interesting team because they did sell off a little bit at the trade deadline, even though they were still in the hunt. They've got outstanding goaltending. I'm trying to think, Danny, about the last win the Sharks had in Minnesota, and I can't come up with one.
It's been a while.
It's been a while. This is a tough building to play in. They do have special skilled team, and you know, Kirill the Thrill Kaprizov is the guy that I always love coming to watch when the Sharks are playing here.
He's great. And, of course, he had a hat trick in the last game that the Sharks played here back in the beginning of this month. San Jose had a 2-0 lead in the game. Nico Sturm scored shorthanded. It was looking good. And where have we seen this movie before?
Yeah, exactly. And that's what we're talking about. And that's what the thing has been disappointing. And when David Quinn says there's a difference between playing winning hockey and good hockey, the Sharks have played good hockey for a lot of this stretch where they haven't won games. But they haven't played winning hockey. And winning hockey is, again, going back to what we originally talked about, consistent execution and effort throughout the game. And game management has been something that the Sharks coaches have talked about a lot, and they've not been able to manage the game as well either.
It's interesting because the puck management has gotten better. Yes. It looks like that's been much better. You know, you've had other developments, like Thomas Bortolo, for instance. David Quinn was asked before the last game against Dallas if Bortolo's equity has been going up with him, and he said it's gone up a lot since he's come back to the NHL. I'm really happy for Thomas that has happened because, you know, he was a guy whose career was really in the balance coming back to San Jose, but it looks as if he's stabilized that a little bit and at least showing that he's going in the right direction. Might need a little bit more time maybe, but still is going in the right direction. And William Eklund's game, even though he's not scoring, even though the plus-minus numbers don't look good, you see progress, and that's really all you can ask for.
Yeah, with Thomas, I asked David Quinn, he said he's playing more of an NHL game now, and I said, okay, exactly what does that mean? And he said, number one, he's not cheating offensively. He's not going on the outside to try to pick up a puck. If there's a 50-50 puck along the boards or somebody, he approaches from the defensive side first. And then he said something really interesting, which I really liked, which was he's understanding the value of the next zone. So from the D zone to the neutral zone to getting it out of the D zone, getting it in from the neutral zone, and then in the offensive zone, sometimes not forcing the puck in the middle because you think it might get to somebody or hope it might get to somebody for a scoring chance. Instead, just hanging on to the puck, protecting the puck, and waiting for reinforcements to come, get support, and then start your cycle, start your offense, start your grind.
In other words, don't have a shift like if there's a minute left in the game and you got to score. Have a shift with in mind that this is a long-term marathon that you're involved in.
Yeah, I would say that's the best way to look at it. And I will tell you right now that Thomas has played way better in the NHL than the games that I watched him play and I broadcast in with the CUDA.
Why is that?
Because he was staying on the outside. He was cheating for offense. He was throwing pucks away. He was a turnover machine.
In other words, doing things because he had in his mind, I got to score if I'm going to get recalled.
Yep, exactly. And I think he's more relaxed now. And I talked to his dad, Sebastian, when we were in Nashville, and he said he does have an NHL brain. I said, yeah, I would grant you that. And he said, but as being, you know, a coach is a coach is a coach, right? Even though he's a dad, he said, but he's still got a lot of work to do. And he does, but his efforts so far and his work and the way he's played has been much better.
Well, he has an NHL brain, there's no doubt about that, but he's trying to build the chassis and the engine a little bit better so that it can get through an 82-game schedule, and he is a little bit slight still. William Eklund is actually a little stockier than Thomas is in terms of his frame and maybe a little bit further along in that area, but it's really interesting to see how these guys are developing, and it's going to be a fascinating run in the final games of the season, which gets to tonight's game, to the game in St. Louis. These are two teams that are in the playoff hunt. What is the expectation for the San Jose Sharks in the final 11 games of the season?
That's a great question.
I'm going to ask the coach that.
Yeah, well, I'd be really interested to hear his answer. I would say my expectation would be to see them control the controllables. You know how much I'm big on that, which is you can control you and I've talked about your effort, your attitude. Those are the two things you can control. In a game that's very chaotic, if you have your best effort, everything you've got, give it every shift, and your attitude is positive, upbeat, moving forward, trying to get better, trying to do what's right with the team, play within the scheme, do my job, do it the right way, those are the two things I'm looking for. And as much as it doesn't happen, but you always look for it, no quit. I mean, guys will, when there's very little at the end of the line, you got to make sure you keep pushing till the end of the line.
And the Sharks will do that all the way to the end of the line today. And make sure you're tuned in to the Sharks Audio Network. Brett Hedekin and I will be on at 4:30 Pacific time with all of the exciting play-by-play coverage. Until then, that's our morning skate today.
You've been listening to the Sharks Morning Skate. Make sure you're listening all season long to the latest Sharks news and information right here on the San Jose Sharks Audio Network.